it. We're starting again. Okay, so what were you saying? What are we talking about in this episode? I don't even know what episode this is. We're so baked again.
I saw you want to start the episode.
We're in the middle of freeway driving.
Creepiest fucking van just passing us to our right. I'm talking about all the Resident Evil Silent Hill stains on it, all the rust in the right places, and the possibly cum stains we put a black light to it.
The blue light? Oh, yeah,
no. You know, you got the black lights? You know, though, this is the...
Yeah, I know, you can see all the...
All the weird stuff,
all the blood and the
piss. Oh, yeah, we're just trying to talk about, you know, today's been a good day for stocks, basically. It's been a bullish...
They blew up. Yeah, the OTC market blew
overall up. Overall, been a bullish market on the OTC. I assume it'll be the same for the big ones as well, because for the most part, I see they're increasing today.
Some of them were negative, though.
Yeah, there was this... It did that, like, lunchtime around 12:30.
Yeah, like, the big ones, scared. Like S&P and all those, they were the big
ones. My nigga, I got scared. You know why I got scared? Because my shit said 6, you know, like, 676...
Yeah,
I was at 570-ish around there, right? Uh-huh. And at like at 12:30, cabrón, it was at 520. I was about to fucking shit myself. I was trying to start mid-workout. I was just kind of I was sweating because I was working out. I was sweating on the side too because of the fucking stock market. I was like, you know what? Let me trust my instincts. Let me calm down, get it out. And by 1:30-ish, logo, everything just picked back up again. And that's been a good day overall.
Awesome, bro. Awesome. And now we're on our way to get fucking...
Yeah, this is only week two for me, bro. It's week two, and we're already...
We're getting medical cannabis, and we're getting medicated. That's the proper term.
Well, from a certain point of view, William, we're getting medicated, you know, on our portfolio in life.
Let's get medicated. Who's Khalifa?
But yeah, it's just, I guess, a random intro to the second episode of... The Clueless Winners podcast.
Oh shit.
And got it. We're driving right now in Puerto Rico, kind of in the freeway right now with some semi traffic. But yeah, we're going to the cemetery right now, I guess, some medicinal cannabis. And the only bad part of the situation right now is we're going to be stuck behind the creepy ass van.
There's a massive traffic jam. That's a massive traffic jam. The hell out of me.
There's like 4 or 5 shooters in the past 2 minutes in Puerto Rico right now.
Look at all those cars, man. We're going to be stuck here for hours.
You see what I want to get the car orange, man? Look at that sea of cars. All black, white, gray, black, white, gray. The same colors, man. Those blue ones stand out. I was like, that's how I feel. I'm that blue car over there, dude.
Yeah, bro.
Nobody has an orange car. What kind of fucking crazy man has an orange car?
You can count all these cars and none of them are orange. It's like one orange car.
No, I'm just talking about colors in that car. I'm like colors in general.
Oh.
This is a sea of... Oh, man. Are we in synchronization? But yeah, it's kind of...
Yes, bless me.
Bless you too, Will.
Yeah.
Bless you. For sure, facts. But is it? For any of you guys, has experience been similar? As we're in our mid-20s, and we have some, you know, at this point in your life, I feel like we all have a combination of certain things. We have definitely have life experience in certain areas, because, you know, we definitely made mistakes on the whip. And... To add on top of that, I would say we have some type of success somewhere. For the most part, you have something, you know, that you've learned, or you're ready to do. You're more sure of yourself in certain aspects. You know, stuff that you don't want to do and stuff that you might want to do. So, why is it so hard still at this point? Once you've gotten all the fun bullshit we all do, you know, get drunk, do multiple.
Boring. You better hit this shit because you're getting all philosophical here.
I mean, what's the part of the podcast? We can't just openly.
No, I'm kidding.
Speak.
I'm kidding. Go, go.
But yeah, you know, we start basically... Willie, what the fuck? Where the fuck am I going, Willie? I'm going the right way, actually.
Yeah, you are.
I got scared for 2 seconds ago. And I was like...
It could have been faster if you went through that Kennedy, though.
Would it have? Maybe it's for more traffic.
Maybe.
Oh, you never thought about that, did you? Huh? Yeah. Robert usually, 1, William 0 right now.
Usually the traffic course. Is the other way, though. Because look at the time.
But yeah, going back to before I got, you know...
Before you did sidetracked. Take that hit, though.
We're still... Behind the creepy ass van, guys. Alright, this lady's focus. Her nose is kind of weird from this angle. Not as weird as my nose. But yeah, basically going to.
You gotta go to the right sometime, bro.
At some point.
You fucked up.
Is it right here?
Yep.
Don't worry, we got this, bro. I'm a fucking fast and free as nigga. Look at that. Look at that. Oh, look at that. You expect like that shit, bro.
You almost got us killed.
Like that.
I'm kidding.
Yeah. Bullshit luck. I have this bullshit luck, guys. We'll even tell you about that shit later.
Let me take a hit if you're not going to take a hit.
I'm going to take a hit. Let me just talk.
Oh, man. You've been talking for the past half hour.
This man's saying 2-3 signals I don't understand, bro.
This man's poo-poo effect, man.
This man's hair is Super Saiyan 2 right now.
You know he's on that synthetic shit, bro. Look at him.
You ain't gonna beat me, fucking Mitsubishi. You're just not gonna beat me, bro.
Robert, you were supposed to go to the right, not forward. It was back here. That's okay. We can go from up here. Just turn to the left. Yeah, bro. Turn to the left. Well.
Yeah, she hasn't thick thighs.
Damn, you took a big ass hit, bro. My dude is not gonna be okay. No, I'm kidding. Okay, mira, quiere que la. Yeah.
Oh, they can go, I think.
Yep, it's one leg.
Yeah, at this point, your mid 20s, you know, all that experience and hits and success of life that you gain along the way. Why is it so hard to find a common group of people you become good friends with, you know, at these contemporary times that you can fucking have similar goals, not all 100%, you know, 1-to-1, you know, ratio type stuff, but that you can try to strive in certain areas for the same mean in the end, you know, and do it. But no, apparently, as you know, you age, that shit goes out the window. Like, you want to party, have fun, get drunk, forget about life, be an idiot, you know, which is cool. I love doing that shit too. But you can do it all the time, you know, that's not going to change if you're our age, in your mid 20s, 30s, 35. My grandpa right now can do a fucking whole blunt if he wanted to at 70 years old and do acid. He really could. It ain't making a difference now. But yeah, it's just kind of frustrating that, you know, some of our friends, they say they want to do stuff, they don't do them, you know, or you want to accomplish some stuff and looking for some kid to circle of people with a common interest. It just gets harder. Why is that, man? Why is that, Willie?
I don't know. I will tell you something, bro.
Tell me something, bro.
I'm thinking about getting the wax. It's time.
You just be thinking about getting high, goddammit.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking about.
But yeah, we're gonna have to mute these songs eventually because, you know,
this is that KK, that Wiz Khalifa.
We're actually on the right path, God. When you said earlier, I think it was Ray, I would have been farther away.
Yeah, this is where we're going.
It's over here.
Yeah, you gotta let me
know, though, God. I don't know the exact. I gotta, you know who, you remember Yadira? She works around here in a coffee shop.
Nice.
I don't know, I almost...
She's married, right?
I mean... Okay.
Bro, we're saying too much... I feel like we're saying too many names.
Yeah, let's cut that topic off.
Yeah. Right. We'll talk about that another time.
Actually, fuck it, you know what I mean?
I mean, we can talk about it. I don't
know. Actually, you just edit out the name, you know, like, bleep it out or something. Like a little wank. I mean...
Talk about it, but don't say the name.
We gotta do this because, you know, we're probably gonna have to edit out this is about the names just to be sure. But,
Annoying me how lazy I am, I probably won't.
Oh, no, Willie.
Forgive us.
I'll be in some shit, you know. I'll be in some shit.
And you're not.
Yo, I got her basically. I was just texting her out of nowhere to Instagram, like a year and a half ago when I got from PR, got her. And, one egg will left. By the way, don't forget that.
Keep going.
El Metro Cinema.
Aquí a la izquierda. Right here to the left.
But we just passed the left earlier, right?
We fucked up. Aquí a la izquierda.
No, I know, but...
And then left again at the light. Yeah. Oh, shit. We've reached... You have reached your destination, Boo-Boo Land.
To your left, you will see all the fucking the hard drugged out, I guess, individuals.
That's a Jeep that I have. It looks kind of cool, silver like that.
But yeah, basically, like, I was texting her through DMs on Instagram, man.
Uh-huh.
Just casually, you know. And yeah, what you said earlier, she is technically, like, what do you call that?
Engaged?
Yeah, I would say that.
Married? The last one.
They went on an adventure. That man's looking at the fucking floor over there. Like, what's on there? I think that guy's just beginning the journey because he has some nice pants on, some nice, like, you know, Adidas joggers. Like, he's just beginning the journey, basically.
He's just starting to get fucked up. He just got kicked out.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, that's what it is.
So, yeah, I kind of, quote unquote, I got drunk one night and kind of made plans ready to go out, guys.
What'd she say?
Yeah, she told me, yeah.
Nice,
guys. But, you know, knowing how she's, you know, I'm pretty sure she misinterpreted it, maybe. It could be that. Because it couldn't be, you know what I mean.
It's like, tú estás pensando all this stuff that, like, a guy always does, and she's just literally thinking about meeting up with you like a normal person and just talking. You know how much of a feminist she is. She was definitely not meeting up with you for anything weird.
Yeah, but it's like you also never know these girls these days, man. Like, you really don't know. You really don't know.
You're right.
You know, that's from your experience too, guys.
Of course, you're right. But knowing her, because we do know her to a certain point, you know, we don't know her, but we know what she's allowed us to know is that she's very, like, tú sabes, like.
Oh, is that? I've noticed.
She's a respectable young woman. She doesn't sleep around. She doesn't give herself that fame.
Yeah, but
I don't know.
You never see pictures of them together. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, there's no parking. You're gonna have to go over there.
Oh, I think
it was just a normal hangout. That's just me. You never know.
Oh shit, Robert. But I'm gonna be in the car, though. You know what I mean?
What do you want me to bring? You want me to bring you something?
I'm gonna pay before you go. Let me PayPal you the. Oh yeah, let's just cut the episode short here, really quick, I guess.
I guess we're ending it. Yeah.
It's a start stoppage here. Oh yeah, it's a really random. You know, these are still 12
minute mark, right?
This is the brainstorming phase of our. This is a pre-episode. Shit. This is a pre-episode.
I mean, I think this is, like I said, this is season 0 or something. This is like 001, 02.
This is basically.
Because we're not scripted right now or anything. So.
Look at those three dogs. I know your job. Just walk around dogs all day.
I bet there's people that make a fuckload of New York out of that in California. Yeah. Beverly
there's
Hills.
There's probably some young dude, basically, who does it like in the rich areas.
He probably has his own company, though, you know?
He does it like in the rich areas, you know? He just walks dogs like in Condado.
Dog Watcher LLC Incorporated.
And he gets to fuck all the fucking. Lonely housewives, man.
I bet there's stories out there like that, you know?
Somebody there, como que, acho, tal, muere ahí, a rich husband just traveling around and just there in the house.
Bro, I bet those people make like 100K figure income salary.
Honey,
like.
I'm sorry, I can't be with you today. I have to go to fucking Hawaii right now to close the fucking business deal.
I'm gonna go walk the dogs. Alright, bro. Alright, I'm gonna leave you guys with that.
Yeah, peace out.
Alright, peace out. Bye-bye.
Alright, end it.